Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm thrilled you're here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. And today we're talking about something I need. Chances are you need it, and we definitely need to extend it to the world, and it's this idea of extending some extra grace. Now, I think all of us would admit that most people are not their best selves right now. We have this pandemic going on, we have social unrest going on, and in the middle of those moments, I don't think most people are showing up their best, but we need to be reminded that we can give to others and treat others the way that God treats us. And how does he do that? God extends grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Now, I know that you probably know these terms, but grace means that God always gives us what we need, not what we deserve. Think about that. God gives us what we need in the moment, what is needed, not what we deserve. If God gave us what we deserved, we probably wouldn't even be here. I mean, James 4:6 says it this way, that God gives us even more grace. As the scripture says, God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. See, God's against prideful and arrogant people. Why? Because they think they can do it themselves. They think that they don't need God's help, that they don't need God's grace. And so the way that they approach life is, I'm going to make it happen myself. I'm right. Everybody else is wrong. I'm going to do my thing. But when somebody humbles themselves, and when somebody actually admits that they can't make it through the situation by themselves, God opens the floodgates, he pours out his grace, and catch this, he expects those of us that have been shown his grace to show grace to other people. Wouldn't you agree with that? That God expects people that have experienced his grace to extend it to the people around them. So let me go back to where we started. Everybody's having a hard time right now. I mean, businesses are shuttering. Kids have been at home not only for the summer, but the last part of the semester. New announcements have been made and on social unrest. In the middle of those moments, we need to give ourselves some slack and we need to give some slack to everybody else. Everybody's feeling the stress. Millions of people are out of work and they're trying to figure out what's the future look like. Maybe even now they're trying to figure out, how am I going to make it tomorrow? And so my encouragement is, be kind, be gentle. Even the hardest person to love is fighting some kind of battle right now, and they need to experience grace. Now, the second part of this was humility. With tensions high, it's easy right now to return wrong for wrong, to give a sharp answer, to go off, to light up social media and just go off and to speak without listening. But your neighbor needs your grace. Your kids needs your grace. The person that you're disagreeing with and you're trying to convert online, they need your grace. The world is on the defense, and there's nothing that will disarm people around you than by being given them unexpected grace. So I'd encourage you to think of it this way. If God has given you great grace, would you consider asking him, God, would you help me to go and extend that grace to others so that they get a glimpse of what Jesus has done for us? Man, I hope this encourages you today. I know this is something I'm wrestling with in my own heart. Let's give people unexpected grace. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.